the sportscast on the internet known as The Yearbook. That's right, it's a podcast. It's not supposed to be good. The time is finally right for a feature film about IndyCar. If that happens, the movie will do what movies do. It could convert some fans, expose some really interesting athletes to the mainstream public, and create racing content that would run in repeats forever. Now, the reason we want to do this, we've said this way, way too often before, IndyCar is stocked with great stories that should convert any non-fan. Will Power, the Australian drum-playing, comedian-related, fast-reflexing, hot-tempering, American-marrying rap enthusiast, or at least he used to be. Zach Veach, bullied for wanting to become a race car driver. Nearly gave up, he says, because of that, but didn't. And so many more, including that guy who'd never seen an entire Indy 500 until he was driving in one. But alas, producer Rob is right. Unfortunately, no one will finance or see an IndyCar biopic, so we'll have to go with characters based on the drivers. How about with several good guys all competing for the big prize? And some money will be made because of the foreign market. Foreign box office can make a middling movie big bucks, and can also be why it's difficult, for example, to make maybe a baseball or football movie, because they could be tough sells overseas. But racing is universal, and IndyCar has drivers from several movie ticket purchasing countries. But wow, were we wrong? It's actually a terrible time for an IndyCar movie. We base this theory on overseas ticket sales for the much maligned and rightfully so Driven and also Rush. But the much maligned and rightfully so Driven, the last true IndyCar movie, made only $22 million outside of the U.S. and lost $40 million. Even Rush, a profitable F1 movie based overseas, made only $63 million away from the U.S. So an IndyCar movie now is just as doomed as it would have been any other time over the last 17 years. But there's too much here to not make a movie about it. And as the only piece of good news, Rush was a period story about exotic locations and high-tech equipment, yet it cost only $38 million to make. That's what How to Be Single cost. P.S. The much maligned and rightfully so Driven did give us the actors who played Jimmy Bly and Memo totally believable as drivers, as was racing wife Gina Gershon.